Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and God bless you, beloved. You're listening to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank God for this opportunity to come again via radio, and we pray that this broadcast will prove to be a blessing to you and an encouragement and enrichment to your spirit and your walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. On our last broadcast, we began a dynamic series talking about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And we want to continue with that teaching on today. Amen. We're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. But before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you for allowing us once again, Lord God, just to come before your people. We ask, Father, that you will anoint your word. Father God, let everyone that would listen, Father God, be blessed and enriched. Father God, anoint your word. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing for us, your people. We thank you for encouraging and uplifting and healing and setting free. Oh, God, now you, Father God, do what only you can. We give this time over to you now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, we're going back into the Word of God. On our last broadcast, we began a teaching on the person and work of the Holy Spirit, and we talked about some of the divine names and titles, amen, that are given to the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit is referred about 97 times in the Bible. Amen. There are various names, again, and titles such as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Holiness, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of Promise. He's the Spirit of Truth. He's the Spirit of Life. He's the Spirit of Wisdom and Understanding. He's the Spirit of Counsel and Might. Praise God, just a few of the names that we talked about on our last broadcast. Now I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about the works of the Holy Spirit. On our last broadcast, we read the scripture out of Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to go back to that scripture and slow down just a little bit and go into it just a little bit further. But some of the things that he does, the Holy Spirit, his works, he creates, he heals, he gives life. We're going to go into Romans, like I said, Romans 8. I want you to get your Bibles and just follow along in the Word of God. Romans 8, we're going to begin again at verse 1, chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life," and we talked about the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of life, "in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." And we know when we come to Jesus and we give our life to him, praise the Lord, he frees us, he liberates us. Amen. He causes us to walk free from the bondages and the things that the enemy would bind us up in. Galatians 5 and 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So when we've been made free, God wants us to stand. Amen. That means when we stand fast in the Lord, that means we remain, we maintain our position. Amen. Lost my train of thought there. We maintain the position that God has given us in freedom and in liberty. God does not want us to go back into bondage. The things that we have been delivered from, freed from, amen, we don't want to go back and be entangled again, because when you go back, you digress, you take a step down, in other words, and then the enemy is able to come back in full force and bind us up, tie us up, amen, get us in a position to where we're not free, glory to God. But he says for us to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ, he's made us free, and the Holy Ghost assists us and helps us to walk free, amen, according to the Word of God. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. The reason why he condemned it is because he overcame sin. He knew no sin. He was not sinful, but he defeated sin by him shedding his blood on the cross, going down into the portals of hell. He defeated death, hell, and the grave, so he condemned it totally in the flesh. So this lets us know, beloved, that we can walk free. We can live, amen, a life that is really pleasing to God, amen. And we can live above reproach. We can live free from sin, amen, because Jesus paid the price. And the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, and we're going to see that a little bit further, he gives us what we need. He's a strengthener. He's a counselor. He's all of these things. He comes alongside to help us. Glory to God. He gives us life, newness of life, and we're to walk in that life, amen. Now, verse 4 says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And again, this is such a dynamic scripture, a powerful word, because, amen, we have been given righteousness because, again, of the blood of Jesus and because of the righteousness of Christ. Amen. What happens when we are born again, we exchange our righteousness, which is filthy rags, and we throw it, amen, we give it to Jesus, in other words. He throws it in the sea of forgiveness, and he gives us his righteousness. And then we learn how to walk pleasing to God. And again, the Holy Spirit helps us, amen, to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. We told you on our last broadcast that flesh, amen, stinks in God's nostril. He does not look on flesh at all. Amen. No flesh will tarry in his sight. Amen. We can't even please God in our flesh. Amen. So whenever we try to offer up flesh, amen, it is rejected. Amen. It's rejected. Cain's offering was rejected because it was flesh. It was given from self. It was not the first fruit. It was not his best. Glory to God. It was just what he thought, amen, he could give the Lord, but it was not his best. Amen. But when we give God our all, surrender everything to him, lay everything down, Lord God, become that living sacrifice, and the Holy Ghost will help us, amen, in that way to deny self, deny flesh, take up our cross, and then follow after the Lord. Amen. Verse 5 says this, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And it's true. If we're carnal, if we're fleshy, amen, we put everything before God. That's going to be our God. Amen. Who you serve, what you serve, amen, that's going to be what's most important. Amen. But if you mind the things of the Spirit, it says, but they that are after the Spirit, mind the things of the Spirit. So in other words, amen, our spiritual life at some point has to take precedent over the flesh. Glory to God. The Bible says if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. So we must learn to put God first. Amen. Put him first in our life. There is a divine order. Amen. And as we follow the order of God, amen, even in family, in ministry, in home, job, all of these things, God will help us to order things so that we keep balance. We want to be balanced, amen, and the Lord will help us and strengthen us and encourage us, and the Holy Spirit as well will help us, amen, to live the balanced life that God wants us to live, amen. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory to God. So we must learn to allow, again, the Holy Spirit to take precedent in our life. Amen. Even our minds have to be renewed so we think the way God wants us to think. Amen. And as you think it, amen, and you get it down in your spirit, that's what you're going to be. Amen. If you learn to quote the word and speak the word and live the word and act the word, when you get in those pressing times, the word will come out. Amen. This is time now, beloved, that we deposit the word in us. We must allow the Holy Spirit to deposit the word of God. Amen, in our life. And then the Holy Ghost will illuminate that word. Amen. And when we need the word of God, amen, God will cause it to come up. The Holy Spirit will cause it to come up. Amen. And then we will properly apply that word and effectively, amen, walk it out. And this is what Jesus wants us to do. Amen. The Bible says we're written epistles. We're written, we're read and known by all men. So the world will know us by our lifestyle, by how we act, how we walk. Again, the Holy Spirit helps us. And I'm going to keep repeating this because we really need to learn who he is, who the Holy Spirit is, what he's all about, and what he's come to do for us and his works, glory to God. And then we go back and we ask the Lord, now, God, you help me to apply this word, amen, so I can fulfill it, every dot, every T, every I, amen, that it can be applied to our lives, that we will be effective Christians for Jesus Christ. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, again, is life and peace. Verse 7, because a carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. When we're in carnality, that's like an enemy to God. Amen. We will constantly fight and pull. There's a war that's going on in our members. Amen. In our mind, it's a war between the flesh and the spirit. Amen. And some of us constantly have a tug of war. You want God, but you want the world. Amen. And light and darkness don't mix. Amen. When we come out of the world, we got to come all the way out, glory to God. And then we got to allow the Lord to deal with us in these areas that keep us hung up and keep us from really fully surrendering to the power of the Holy Ghost. But once we learn to really submit and surrender to what God has for us, amen, we will begin to see the change that God is even longing for, not only in our individual lives, but in the body of Christ. And it's time for us, beloved, to see change. Amen. And I believe that the Holy Ghost, amen, was given to the church, to the body of Christ, amen, that the will of God would be done in the earth in full fashion. When you look in the book of Acts and you see all the things that the disciples did, the apostles did, and how the impact that they had on the church, on the world, if you will, because they were so sold out to God. Amen. And this is what God is, I believe, one of the things that he's going to do in a new way, in a new measure, even in 2011. He's going to pull a church out of a church, a people out of a people, amen, because he's calling us up higher. God is calling us now to higher heights and deeper depths in him, amen. And it's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost to transform lives, to change lives, glory to God, to bring deliverance, and then have that deliverance stick, if you will. Amen. So many times, amen, we've seen in the church where people come, get saved, they get touched, they get blessed, amen, but they don't get full of the Holy Ghost. And we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need life change in our lives. We need the power of God to come in and transform our lives so that we don't see year after year that we're going through the same bondages, the same habits, the same things, because we're not sold out. Beloved, we must be sold out to God. And I'm encouraging you, amen, to get in the Word, amen, as we go through this study. Amen. Take down the scriptures, glory to God, and allow the Lord, amen, to do in you what needs to be done. Amen. Now listen, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, as we talked about earlier. So whenever you find that you've done something in flesh, acted out in flesh, even in church, amen, if it's not anointed, it's in flesh. Amen. There's no two or three ways about it. And we must be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the sons of God will be led by his Spirit. And this is an hour where we must be led by his Spirit. Amen. By his anointing. I'm learning. Amen. If God doesn't lead me to do a thing, I'm not going to do it, because the anointing won't be there. Amen. Just because you're gifted, quote unquote, or talented, quote unquote, amen, if the anointing is not on that gift or talent, you're just walking in a gift. You're walking in a talent. Some of us have natural talents, amen, natural abilities to even put things together. But if it's not by the Spirit of God and the anointing of God, it will have very little effect. And so we must be careful, beloved, even in our giftings and talents, amen, that we give those talents to God, give those gifts to the Lord, allow the Lord to temper and make us and mold us, fashion us and shape us, amen, after his image, so that when we speak, when we teach, and then when we sing, amen, when we pray, amen, it will be seasoned and under the anointing of God. Amen. So then God will get the glory. He'll get the honor. And when God is in a thing, beloved, he will come behind with signs, wonders, and miracles. He will validate the word of God. If God has given you a word to speak, speak the word. Speak it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Do only what he would dictate and what he would tell you. Amen. The very Holy Ghost, he only speaks what he hears the Father say. He doesn't even go outside of that scope, if you will, or spectrum. The Holy Ghost, amen, does nothing but what the Father tells him to do. And so isn't that a wonderful thing? That as God is our Father, Jesus is our Lord, the Holy Spirit is our Comforter, and when we see that order, amen, and we follow that, glory to God, and we allow, amen, the Father to be God, we allow Jesus to be the Son in our life, amen, our Lord, our King, and we allow the Holy Spirit, the sweet Comforter, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Helper, to come alongside and help, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be the well-rounded men and women of God that God wants us to be. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, listen. Verse 9 says this, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now this is so plain, this is so clear, glory to God. Amen. We're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in us. That means he must abide. And Jesus said, amen, that he was going to send the Comforter who would abide, remain, and dwell with us forever. Glory to God. As long as we walk upright before the Lord, as long as we live surrendered lives, as long as our temples, amen, are surrendered to God, amen, knowing the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of us, amen, and we're praying every day, asking God to clean us up, asking him to cleanse us, asking him to make us and mold us after the image of Christ, glory to God, amen, so that the Holy Spirit can have free course within us, amen, we can say fully with confidence, the Holy Ghost is abiding in my life. I'm abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in that vein. I'm staying in the will of God. Amen. Staying sensitive. Amen. To hear. Amen. What the Lord would tell. What the Lord would speak. What he would say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen. Verse 10 says this. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Amen. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And we have to die out to flesh. We have to die out to self. We have to die out to the lower nature, glory to God. In order for Christ to live, amen, we must die. Amen. We must decrease that he can increase. Amen. The more you give over to God, the less of you will be seen. The less of me will be seen. Amen. So the more I surrender to God, surrender to his will, amen, and allow the will of God to be done, amen, then my desires, amen, they take a back seat. Glory to God, because what I want done in my life, beloved, is the will of God to be done, amen, not only in our lives, in my life, but in the earth, amen. We need to see a mighty move of God, and it's going to take much prayer. It's going to take us declaring and decreeing the word of the Lord, amen. It's going to take warfare, glory to God. It's going to take standing, amen, standing fast in the liberty that God has given us, standing in the word, amen, with our armor on, ready to fight, ready to war, amen, ready to intercede on behalf of the people. Glory to God. This is our function in the earth, amen. This is what God is equipping us to, amen, so that the Holy Spirit can really move and be the agent that God has sent him to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 9 again, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, talking about the Holy Spirit, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, this is resurrection power. The power that we have in us, beloved, is greater than the power or the fuel that it takes, amen, to lift off a rocket or lift off the Challenger. Amen. We have power in us. Amen. We have dunamis power. We have quickening power. Glory to God. We have life-changing power down on the inside. Amen. If we are full of the Holy Ghost, amen, and he's in us, that's power. Power to change. Power to bring about, to make a difference. Glory to God. Amen. Resurrection power, glory to God, that will quicken our mortal bodies, that will change us, glory to God. Amen. When Jesus comes, it's going to change us in the twinkling of an eye. Glory be to God. We're going to drop off the mortality, and we're going to put on immortality in a split second, as fast as you can bat your eye. That's how fast we're going to go from earth to glory. Oh, my God, what a day that will be. Amen. When that quickening power changes us, glory to God, and we shall be changed. That's the ultimate change. Amen. We're in the process right now, but amen, beloved, we will be changed. Amen. Amen. To walk the streets of gold, glory to God, one day. Amen. It will happen soon. Thank you, Jesus. Now, verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. So we don't owe the flesh anything now. We, in the body of Christ, we have been made free. Amen. We don't owe the enemy anything. We don't owe our flesh anything. Amen. We're no longer a debtor to the flesh. We're no longer a debtor to this lower nature, if you will. Now, finally, verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, listen, ye shall die. Amen. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I am going to read one more scripture. And that's a powerful scripture. Amen. I'm going to read it one more time. Amen. It says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Verse 14 says this, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Beloved, we want to be led by his Spirit. We don't want to die. Listen, every time we yield to flesh, every time, amen, many times I'm sure you've come out of great services and then you get caught up in something in the flesh. Before you know it, what God gave you, you lost it. Amen. We've got to walk in the Spirit. We got to remain in the Spirit. That means sometimes, beloved, you may have to change your very atmosphere. Amen. You have to change what's going on in your world, in your environment. Glory to God. If you know that the television is sucking the life out of you, or you're talking on the phone too much, it's sucking the life out of you, or you have a group of friends that's sucking the life out of you, then you have to change those habits, glory to God, because you want the Holy Spirit to remain. Amen. You don't want him grieved, glory to God. You don't want him quenched. Amen. So there is a balance. And I have to say that you can't have friends and all of that, but there's a balance, and everybody's walk is different. We understand that. But the important thing is to surrender to the will of God and allow God to be God in your life. Let him make the changes that are necessary so that you can grow up in God and be the servants that God wants you to be. Amen. We've been talking about the works of the Holy Spirit and how he gives us life, glory to God, and how when we walk in the Spirit, amen, praise God, that's liberty. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. When we pick up on our next broadcast, we're going to pick right back up on talking about some more works of Christ. Amen. And we're going to get more scripture. Praise God. This is such a deep teaching. Amen. But it's so needed. And I'm thanking God for the opportunity. Amen. Now, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for every listener. And, Father, I'm asking that you would bless those that are listening right now. Father God, those that have a great hunger and a deep hunger and a thirst for your word, I'm asking you, Father, to pour in the oil, pour in the wine. Father God, take us further in your word. Don't let the word slip from us, Father. Lord, if there are those that are sick in body, those that may be going through great trial, even through this Christmas season, I'm asking, Father, that you would minister right now. I'm asking, dear Lord, that you would come alongside, Holy Spirit, and help and encourage and comfort and give strength. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you that the entrance of your word, it gives light. Hallelujah. And it's simple to understand. Help us, Father God, to digest what you're giving to us. Help us to take it and apply it. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are our strengthener, that you are our comforter. Oh, and we want you to be Lord. Jesus, be Lord in our life. Holy Spirit, take full control. We surrender every area to you. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We're giving you praise now. We're giving you honor, and we're giving you glory. And, Father, we thank you for your word now. Oh, God, continue to bless. Bless, Father God. Touch your manservants. Touch your maidservants. Touch your leaders everywhere, Father God. Oh, Father, minister, even throughout this Christmas season. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season. But, oh, Father, as we go through this season, help us, God, to keep our eyes upon you. Help us, Father God, to continue, God. Oh, God, as you would have us to go. We're thanking you now, and we give you praise. Oh, God, we give you honor. Hallelujah, and we give you the glory. Continue to be Lord now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. And if so, please drop us an email. You can email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Or you can go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. And listen to the broadcast. We have some media ministry. We have other things going on. We're preparing for our conference to be held May 19th through the 21st. It'll be our 8th annual Women of Power Conference. Amen. The theme this year is Make Me a Vessel of Honor. Meet for the Master's Use. And we will be convening in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Beloved, we are so excited about what God is doing. And in just a little while, we'll have all the information up on our website, amen, where you can register, make plans to be with us in this great conference, amen. Again, it will be May 19th through the 21st, 2011, in the city of Orlando, Florida. Glory to God. For more information, you can also email us, Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing again. Amen. I see our time is just about gone for today. We pray that you'll be with us on our next broadcast. Amen. We will continue this dynamic teaching on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. If you would like to write to us, let me give you our address. It's Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Praise the Lord. Amen. Drop us a line. Amen. Drop us an email. Praise God. Visit our website. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just ask that you would keep us in prayer. Amen. We're praying for you all. Amen. All of those that are listening, glory to God, by way of radio. There are so many great ministries, amen, on Blog Talk. And we thank God for this venue, amen, this opportunity to be able to come, amen, and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember Jesus during this season, beloved. Remember those, amen. Remember our soldiers. Amen. Remember those, amen, that are on the battlefield, that are fighting to keep our nation free. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. You will be blessed when you pray for Israel and pray for God's people. Amen. Pray for the peace around, for peace around the world. Pray for our president. Remember to pray, beloved. Take some time. Even as it's a time of giving, time of sharing, amen, take some time to pray. Amen, during this season. And thank God, amen, for all the things that he's doing. Amen. America is still a blessed nation. Amen. Even though all the things that are going on, we're blessed. Amen. We don't want to take that blessing for granted. We want to remember that God is God. Amen. And he's the one that gives us. He's the one that provides. Amen. He's a great provider. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. Amen. For you. Want you to continue to tune in to Set Free Live. Amen. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until we meet again, it is my prayer, God, that the Lord will continue to strengthen and encourage you. Be encouraged, beloved, and know that God is with you. Until we meet again, God bless you.